You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Sabri Benishore. The Federal Reserve meets tomorrow to decide what to do with interest rates. And the next few moves the Fed makes are going to be critically important to the balance in this country between job growth and controlling inflation. Julia Coronado is founder of Macro Policy Perspectives and a professor at UT Austin. She joins us now to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning.
So it seems to me that we are entering a somewhat perilous moment for the Fed and the economy because there is a fine line between controlling inflation and pushing the country into recession. Are we at that fine line now?
We're definitely in the zone of difficult decisions. And we know the Fed is going to raise rates this week. But beyond that, it's really an open question about how much more they need to do. And there's a lot of views, and really the data is going to have to help them decide.
Now, anytime the Fed raises rates or lowers rates, it usually takes a while to work through the country's economic machinery and affect inflation, which makes it really easy to overshoot. But it seems like this time around, the effects have happened pretty quickly. So what does that mean for how the Fed calibrates its next move?
That's a great question. We have seen a faster cooling in inflation than we have in the labor market. And that's because a lot of the fading pandemic factors have been helping the Fed achieve its goals. And so the question is, will that continue or will those go away and a strong labor market will reignite inflation? That's sort of the crux of the debate at the Fed.
Well, speaking of the labor market, Friday is Jobs Day. We'll hear how many jobs were added to and lost from the economy. How much does the labor market need to suffer, if at all, to get inflation under control?
The key to that, I think, is wage growth. So we've seen really strong wage growth during the pandemic alongside very high inflation. And the question is whether wage growth can also, like inflation, cool off even as the job market remains pretty strong. So far, that's what we've seen. But I think the Fed needs to see a little bit more evidence of wage growth slowing back to a range, a normal range, a range that would be consistent with low inflation.
Julia Coronado, founder and president of Macro Policy Perspectives and a professor at the University of Texas, Austin. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Thanks for listening to today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.